Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 13 to 15. Seek God when He will be found. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 2 to 4, 12 to 13 and verse number 15 like this. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. For a long time, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found by them. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought Him with all their soul, and He was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. The prophet Azariah went to meet King Asa as he was returning from his victorious pursuit of the Ethiopians and publicly conveyed a message from the God of Israel in the presence of his army. The message was that God's presence will continue to be with King Asa as long as he earnestly seeks God from his heart. The past history of Israel is clear that whenever they turned to God and sought Him, He was found by them and God troubled all their adversaries. King Asa listened to the word from the prophet, took courage, destroyed all the idols and restored the altar of the Lord that signified worship. He then gathered all the people together, offered sacrifices for their sin and trespasses and entered into a covenant with Jehovah that they would seek God with all their heart and soul. Whoever would not see God would be put to death. The whole assembly took a solemn oath as they swore to seek God from their innermost being. The result was that God was found by them and gave them rest all around. There was no war until the 35th year of the reign of King Asa. The word for us today is that we should earnestly seek God when He will be found by us. We have many precious promises and exhortations in the Word of God, a few of which are listed for our edification. 1. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 4:29. 2. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11. Number 3. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. 1 Chronicles 22:19. 4. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you off forever. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9. 5. And in every work that He began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment, to seek His God, He did it with all His heart. So He prospered. 2 Chronicles 31 verse 21. 6. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 9 verse 10. 7. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Psalms 14 verse 2. 8. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Psalms 27 verse 8. 9. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34 verse 4. And number 10. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Psalms 34 verse 10.